Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 13, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released July 21st and 22nd, 2003.
Nazarene, our friend Elgar is back with today's question. He asks, is it true that children allowed to be born of rape tend to draw evil souls into those newborns, in most instances, due to the violent, chaotic nature in which these children were conceived? Is this one of the reasons, then, aside from a woman's free will, why Spirit does not condemn abortions?
Well, God does give us difficult questions sometimes that are very hard to answer. The answer to this one is, in some cases, yes, everything you have described happens. The negativity of rape and the shame of rape and the despair of rape very often causes a negative soul to be drawn to the woman and to enter into the vessel that she is preparing. This is an unfortunate occurrence that we wish would not happen, but it does happen. Yes, this is one of the reasons why we permit abortions in some circumstances and leave it up to the mother whether or not she feels she should have an abortion. It is hard. We do not like to see this happen. We wish there were other ways, but when a woman is forced into pregnancy by rape, she has the right to terminate that pregnancy. No one should force a woman to have a child that has been forced into her by rape. It is against her will, and it is against the will of God. We understand people's objections, but justice must be done.
Wow, you surprised me on that one, Nazarene. I thought the answer would be no.
I seem to be surprising an awful lot of people lately, Alora, and I wish I didn't have to. I wish I could go back to be the kind and loving ruler of the kingdom of God that I used to be.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
Nazarene, here's another question from Jesse. He asks, thanks to Demetrius' teachings, I've shed the misteaching that intimacy with a member of the opposite sex is a no-no, whether married or not, and that both genders require the intimacy for health on many levels, from material to spiritual. That being the case, as intimacy seems to be just what the doctor ordered, as the Midgards would say, how did the four ancestors deal with birth control so that they would not deny themselves this essential cleansing?
Interesting question, Elgard. I'm not a great authority on this. I know how our people did it. We had implants in the testicles, valves that could be turned on and turned off. When you wanted a child, the valve was turned on and the sperm was allowed to come out and you could fertilize a female. When you didn't want children, you turned the valve off and you could have intercourse as much as you wanted and you weren't going to make anybody pregnant. It worked great, and I think it was a better way of all. I believe I heard from a pea pioneer one time that they had both a male and a female contraceptive pill, double insurance. If one failed, the other worked, and they used these extensively, and they didn't have the adverse side effects of the human contraceptive pill. But I don't know at all about the Haitians. I have no idea how they did it, but I imagine it was along similar lines to what the Peepians and us did. But I can't tell you for sure, but that's how we did it, and we got by very well. It worked very, very well for us. I don't know about other people, but it worked for us.
Sounds good, Nazarene. I wish they had the Haven birth control here.
Me too, Alora, but the priesthood are stopping it. They don't want anything that might keep a few of their worshippers from being born. They don't care about overpopulation.
We'll be back again.